All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney, and this is Who's Talking. And now we're going to get everyone caught up on all the sports news from Charlottesville. And Michael's not here, so I'm going to run through the summary. First off, women's basketball. They lost a tough game on the road to number 23 UNC, 64-56. However, there were times in the game where they did have the lead, and they played valiantly, but ultimately a loss. Their next big game is February the 12th at 2 p.m., versus Clemson at JPJ. Big game. It's part of the Play for K campaign in support of breast cancer awareness. Fans are encouraged to wear pink. Imagine that. Men's basketball, the number 16 Cavs are ready to play the Wake Forest tonight at 7:30. Make sure you tune in to WRVA 1140 AM, our sister station, and catch Ted Jeffries and Dave Kane. I'm sure it will be an exciting game. UVA needs this one big time. Men's tennis. Wow, what a weekend. Rarely has a team done what this team did over the weekend. The Cavs opened their home schedule with a 7-0 win over number 15 Texas at the Boar's Head Sports Club last Friday night. Doubles sweep. They won all the singles. It was a blowout. On Saturday, the Wahoos beat number 5 Florida 6-1, and Mitchell Frank, who was playing number 3 in the lineup, didn't even play with a minor back injury. On Sunday, the Wahoos recovered again and crushed number 11, Texas A&M, 6-1. Three huge wins against three teams in the top 15. Not many teams in the country are playing teams like that. Very impressive. Junior Jameer Jenkins was named ACC Co-Player of the Week for his efforts over the weekend. All right, we're going to move on. Looking at women's tennis. On Sunday, the number 9 Cavaliers blanked Boston College at the Weymouth Tennis Club. That's a huge win. The women's tennis team is looking really sharp. The ACC annual meeting in Fort Lauderdale, discussions surrounded Pitt joining the Coastal Division and Syracuse joining the Atlantic Divisions. More information on that next week. Men's and women's swimming and diving. The men beat number 23 NC State, and the women won a final dual meet of the season. Men finished with a 5-3 record, 3-1 in the ACC. Men's meet for the ACCs will be February 22nd. Charlotte Clark was named ACC Performer of the Week for the women. Wrestling beat Rutgers 24-12. They're now ranked number 20 in the nation. Next week's show, we have former UVA guard Andy Bonini joining us, UVA tennis coach Brian Boland, and Ortho Virginia's Dr. David Nediff. Anyhow, if you've got time, you might jump out and go see our friends at Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel for some fine food and drink. Anyway, good luck. Go Hoos. Beat the Deacons.